Cole Hazman.
Cole Hazman.
Elohim Tov.
All right. People that are here, I want to thank you guys. You guys are so faithful. You're always here to support me. I never have, like, just nobody to preach to. I'm thankful for that. That is a beautiful thing. Oh, my goodness. And you guys come all the way from...
They come away.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. So, let me take care of this stuff right here, because I didn't do it on Sunday, and I want to take care of it now. Alicia Fields, let's see. Now, some Christmas cards didn't get here too late, but this isn't a Christmas card. Alicia Fields, Pastor Sandy, Ben, thank you very much for taking the time out your busy schedule to baptize me, Alicia Fields. You guys are loved. Very much looking forward to seeing you at the cloud party, Alicia Fields. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's our sister right there up in his spirit. She came down with Patricia and got baptized. Thank you.
Amen.
Alicia. Hallelujah. Keep watching, because we're getting close. I don't want anything to pull you away from God.
Amen.
Simply grateful. And this is from Rosie Jones. Please pray for my family. Thank you. Your thoughtfulness is so appreciated. And that's from Rosie Jones. And she is from Mississippi, Pastor Ben.
MS
is Mississippi.
MISSISSIPPI.
Ooh, you can still do that?
Yep, they taught us with a song in school.
Oh my goodness. That's the only way some people could spell it.
The only way I could.
I was hit. Okay. Now this, is this from this card is from Yini. Oh, it was my Christmas card from Yini. Praise God. Yini, Christ was born for you. Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Thrill of hope. All my cards are still up on the fireplace, so I'm going to still drop it in.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yini. I'm going to send your... I got to understand your situation, because I know the older guy on the email is too old to be the 9-year-old rapping. So I'm thinking that's your husband, but they got some good rap music, Pastor Ben. Yes, they even got the 9-year-old rapping.
Really?
It says, keep barking, wishing you peace, joy in the Christmas season and throughout the new year. Merry Xmas, wishing you, Pastor Sandy and Pastor Ben and S4C family, bless Christmas and soon return of our Savior. He's soon returning. You guys, wait till this Bible study. I am. You know what? The Bible study the Lord gave me today was so good. I just stood up and walked out, because I was like this, you guys. No. It's like, now I got to teach it, you know? I'm still hurting from the 17th of Heshvan. I'm like, no, let me drop something on you. It says, I thank you for being faithful teachers for 3 years. I listen to you 3 times a week. Love hearing about Jesus, the whole Bible. I always think of Acts 8:29. And this is from your sister in Christ, Lori. Praise God.
And she's from New York.
She's from New York?
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah. So that's a blessing. And this other card I got here, this one was this card here.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a phone number on here. No phone number. And this is from Elaine Nguyen, okay? And Hanukkah is really January 7th and 8th, and she's got some information about that, about Tevet 6, and we're going to talk about all that too. So I'm glad you wrote that, because some of that is in the teaching today. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let me put this aside. and really get into the Bible study. But hold up, wait a minute. This is from
the Blank family.
Bland family, yes. Karen Bland and Paul Bland.
And the family.
And they, so they sent me this and these, but I got to save till next year because they got Christmas on them. And wait a minute, there was a thing up here that they sent me with, and they took up an offering. She always make the kids take up an offering. Anyway, I'll find it. We're going to get started with today's Bible. Thank you, Karen and Paul. Appreciate you so much. And this card here is from Becky. Oh, did Becky send me this book?
Who sent you?
Becky Musgrove.
There was Washington.
Yeah, this was here.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Becky.
Right here, Pastor. Right here.
What's my number one hobby, Pastor Ben?
Reading. That's who sent it.
Celebrate the truth. This came from Edmonton. My daughter lives in Edmonton.
And that's where the book came from.
Is that right? Oh, okay. Maybe she ordered it from there. But Becky, Chris, Becky, and Dakota. Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
Canada. Okay, I don't know where it came
from. Nope. This is from Virginia. It says Washington, West Virginia. So praise God. And it's Becky Musgrove. And that's what I'm thinking because the card was in there. Praise God.
Oh, the card was in the book?
Yeah. So we'll get clear on that tomorrow during Hebrew class. Okay. Are you guys ready for this Bible study? You got your notes?
Yeah. Janelle sends out the notes to everybody.
Okay. Now listen, you guys. I have to teach you some things before we get started here, because if I don't teach you what you need to know from scripture, you're not going to understand what I'm about to show you. Okay. So let me think how we need to do this. Like, I'll ask the question. When is Jesus returning? On what date is Jesus going to return? When he returns to the earth, what date will it be? Does anybody know?
There is a date.
There is a specific date that he's going to return to the earth, and it's going to be on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Okay? It's going to be on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Moses came down from the mountain after 40 days on Yom Kippur. And when he came down on the mountain on Yom Kippur, all the Jewish people, the Hebrews, ran because his face was glowing.
Yeah.
And then he told them to come back, that you've been forgiven and I have a new covenant for you, which is the same thing Jesus is going to do. Because he says when he returns, it says everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. And so when he returns, the Jews are going to think they're going to be judged too, but he's going to tell them to come back. I came with a new covenant now for you to understand your relationship with Jesus Christ, right? So understand that God has a specific day he's coming back to the earth, and it will be on Yom Kippur. Now, what is the question is now, when is Yom Kippur on our calendar? What month does it fall on our calendar? September. In our calendar, September is the month Tishri in the Hebrew, okay? So Tishri in the Hebrew would be September. Tishri first is called Rosh Hashanah. That's the trumpet blast, right? September 10th is called Yom Kippur. That's that when the atonement, the Day of Atonement, when everything's atoned for. So he comes back and on Yom Kippur, and he has atoned for their sins. Then Tabernacles, everyone gathers together and they give a great party, right? So I need you guys to understand that, okay? Now, if we know when he's coming back, then now we have to understand some other things as well. because we know when he's coming back. We don't know when the rapture is, but we know when the second coming is. A matter of fact, in Revelation, they tell you it's going to be 1,260 days. Then it's going to be another 1,260 days, and then he's going to return. So it's going to be 2,520 days. So it gives you the exact amount of days that tribulation is going to last. Did you know that? But he's going to change. He's going to shorten the days, meaning that it'll not be 365 days anymore. It's going to return to 360 day years.
Yeah.
That's why 7 years is going to be 2,520 days. Okay? So God has the tribulation already planned and figured out. There's no guessing when the middle of it is, when the end is. So my question is this now. If he's going to return on Yom Kippur, right? And that's going to be exact 7 year period of 2,520 years. Then when is the peace agreement going to be in place? When is the peace agreement going to start? Now watch. His return is Yom Kippur. Tishri 10. Okay? It's going to be exactly 2,520 years. 20 days. Okay? So when does it have to begin? If he's turning the clocks back to 360 days and it begins on Tishri, that means it has to, the peace plan has to be signed on Tishri 7 years before. Okay? So that means the peace agreement is going to be signed and tribulation will begin when? On Yom Kippur. And 7 years later, it will end exactly 2,520 days later on Yom Kippur. So both days, the beginning of the tribulation and the end of the tribulation, are already solid in Scripture, in the book of Revelation, already counted, 42 weeks, 1,260 days, then another 1,260 days for the first 3.5 years, and then the second 3.5 years, and the years are 360 day years. Okay? So Yom Kippur is the return. That is non-negotiable. That is in Scripture. That is God's plan. He's rescuing on the Day of Atonement on Yom Kippur. Now we're going to read one of the greatest typologies in the Bible, okay? And let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 11. Oh. Here it is, I found it. It was under my Bible. That's from Karen. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Okay, so now I need you to go to 2 Samuel. This is a teaching night, but if you get it, man, you're going to be so excited because, and I got to pray again tomorrow. I would love you, Lord, if you just woke me up and say, I already told you, and then you just tell me again. You know, the Lord tells you something, then you start going, was it really the Lord? I don't know. Let me ask somebody, you know. So that's where I am. I'm in that goofy stage, right? But I just, it was so beautiful to say, the Lord to say, that peace plan that he's signing is false. That's a fake peace plan. He said the peace plan that the Antichrist will sign will be with the many, meaning the entire world. everybody's going to come under his control, and he's going to make a peace agreement with the entire world, not just with Israel and Palestine, not just with Israel and the Middle East. The Antichrist is going to make a peace deal with the entire world, okay? And the Lord said, that peace agreement is 2021 on Yom Kippur, September 16th. So how can we have a peace agreement September 16th if the church is going to be here? Because the tribulation starts with the peace agreement.
Right.
Okay, let's read this here. I hope you guys are listening. I hope you got everybody. Oh my goodness, God is so good. I almost called you, Pastor Ben.
Should have called
him. Okay, you in 2 Samuel chapter 2? Okay, and we'll be chapter 2. Let me read verse 11 first. Verse 8 all the way through 11, okay? It says, meanwhile, Abner, the son of Ner, the commander of Saul's army, had taken Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim. He made him king over Gilead, Ashuri, Jezreel, and over Ephraim, Benjamin, and all of Israel. They made Ishbosheth king. The Jews made Ishbosheth king. Ishbosheth means defiled man. Ish is man. Boaz means a defiled man, okay? So they just made a defiled man their king. Why? Because they didn't want David.
Yep.
That's why they made Ishbosheth. They didn't want David to be king. It said, Ishbosheth, son of Saul, was 40 years old when he became king over Israel, and he reigned 2 years. The house of Judah, however, followed David. The length of time David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. So the Jews make a defiled man their king. So much to the fact that the king that God chose for them had to go and be king over only Judah Hebron, right? Let me see.
Hebron,
okay? So he's in Hebron. Now, to understand what's going on here is God has declared David to be king, but they don't want David to be their king. Like the Jews, God has declared that Jesus is the king of all the Jews, Jesus is the king of the world, right? But they don't want Jesus, even still today, okay? So they say, we don't want you, but now Jesus says to them, me you will not receive, but there is one coming in his own name, and him you will receive. So they're going to receive another king who is going to be Antichrist. And they're going to make him, because see, they already believe that Trump is the Messiah.
They still believe that?
Yeah, they still believe it because they think he's getting back in. Okay, if Trump doesn't get back in, I heard two Jews today on a newscast. Oh, Trump! I think Trump will get back in, but if he doesn't, wow, where will we be then? He's done so many great things for Israel, and he's really, truly for Israel. I mean, all the rabbis love him. Trump could run for president here, and he would win. And
wow.
So they are 100% thinking that Trump is the Messiah. Now, because they're looking, they don't believe that Jesus was even the Son of God. They don't believe he was the Messiah. So they say the Messiah is coming, but he ain't Jesus.
Mm.
So now they're waiting for a man to come who will be the ruler over all, over the greatest nation in the world, America. And he will declare Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. He did. And he will do all these things. But now if he doesn't win, the Jews have to rethink. Wait a minute, if it wasn't Trump. So the whole thing with this Trump thing is playing out in Israel because they want to know if he's really the Messiah or not. How many of you guys starting to think he's the Messiah? There's no. The Messiah is God.
Yeah.
He already came to Israel. He already died on the cross. He already resurrected. He's already back in heaven. Okay.
Man.
So they choose Ishbosheth, and David can't rule in Israel. He has to go and rule in Hebron for 7 years and 6 months. Now, we know the tribulation lasts for 7 years, but what's this extra 6 months? What is this extra 6 months? Where does that come from? Does that mean that when the church leaves, the tribulation doesn't begin right away?
Correct.
Then where's the church? We're in heaven. And what do you think Jesus is doing with the church in heaven?
Celebrating.
Celebrating. He's throwing a party. Right? So now there's this big cloud party going on, and he's showing us around. He's showing us everything we've inherited because we decided to live a righteous life instead of in sin. And so now in heaven, we're having this grand party, okay? Jesus makes the wine, which is the best wine. You can't get drunk, so don't worry about it. Jesus makes the best wine. And he said, I will not drink again till I drink with you in my Father's kingdom. So now we're celebrating, and he's taking you around. Anybody want to go to Jupiter today? Yes, I want to go. And it's like, I'm just going to show you all my great wealth and everything that of the kingdom of heaven. And all the guests are at the wedding, all the angels and all the Old Testament saints are also at the wedding. And they're saying, we got resurrected back when Jesus resurrected. We came out of the grave and we heard about the wedding of the church coming, and now you're here. So we're all celebrating the party. So the party is not just for the bride, it's for all the guests.
Yeah.
And how long do you think it lasts? It's got to be at least 6 months, because the typology of David says that it lasts for 6 months, because the tribulations last for 7 years and 6 months, and he rules over Hebron and Judah for 7 years and 6 months. What do you think Hebron means in Hebrew? Friends in association. You understand? So you are in association. These are friends in association with the Jewish people who are now, Jesus is reigning over. And guess what? Hebron is a land. Who do you think Hebron belongs to?
The Gentiles.
Caleb, who in Hebrew means dogs. Caleb or Clavim means dogs. Caleb means dog. Okay? So this is why Jesus says to the young lady, I've come for the children of Israel. It's not right that I give what belongs to the children of Israel to the Calebs. Mm-hmm. You understand? So Caleb is one of the spies that came back and said, we can take the land. And God said, because you're faithful, when you go into the land, give Hebron to the Gentile. So Caleb, the Hebron belongs to the Gentiles, and Judah is praised, and now David gets to be king, but he can't be king over Israel because they decided they'd have another king. Okay? Hold on. I'm just taking you guys for a ride. We're going up on a roller coaster right now. Okay? Now, after 7 years, he comes back, and David wins a war. And then he becomes king over all of Israel. But he doesn't get to be king over Israel till when? Till he returns. Okay? Now, so Let's go to the book of Esther. Now, if Psalms is the 19th book of the Bible, what book is Esther? 17. Ah, so now we're getting linked back to 17. You understand? Because everything happens with the 17th. So God situates what? This whole thing with the number 17th. The 17th book of the Bible will answer your question. I want you to study the book of Esther every night. Every night until Bible study. Every night I'm getting in bed and I'm going through the book of Esther. The book of Esther. And I'm like, I don't see a rapture yet, Lord, in this book. And he's like, just keep reading, just keep studying. Understand what the book of Esther is and why Esther is the 17th book of the Bible. Now, let's see how the book of Esther begins. You guys ready? Okay. It says, this is what happened. This is what happened. Let me tell you, I'm going to just tell you straight. The Lord said, Esther begins with the rapture. The book of Esther begins with the rapture. Okay, watch this. It says, this is what happened during the time of Xerxes. The Xerxes who ruled over 127 provinces, stretching from India to Kush. At that time, King Xerxes reigned from his royal throne in the citadel of Susa. And in the third year of his reign, he gave a banquet for all his nobles and officials. The military leaders of Persia and Media, the princes and the nobles of the province were present. So he's giving a party. For a full 180 days, he displayed the vast wealth of his kingdom and splendor and glory of his majesty. When these days were over, the king gave a banquet lasting 7 days. Why would you give a banquet lasting 7 days?
That's a bridal week.
That's a bridal week. You already gave us a party for 180 days. Now you're saying, and now I'm going to give you a bridal week. Okay, now, this is King Xerxes. He says, the king gave a banquet lasting 7 days in the enclosed garden of the king's palace for all the people from the least to the greatest who were in the citadel of Susa. Now, how long did the party last? 180 days.
6 months.
That's 30-day months for 6 months is what? 180 days. So here is a king, and he's showing, here's the typology. I'm showing all my vast wealth and everything to all my guests for 180 days. And then even after, I'm going to give my bride a banquet in the private for 7 days. So the Lord says, Esther starts off with the rapture. What are you talking about? It starts off with a six-month party for the king and all of his nobles. Listen to this. It says the garden had hanging white and blue linen. What's white and blue? Do we know a country that's white and blue? That God said your colors will be white and blue? Israel. Look at the flag, right? So he says, The garland hangings were white and blue, fastened with cords of white linen and purple material to silver rings and marble pillars. There were couches of gold and of silver and mosaic pavement of porphyra, marble, mother of pearls, and other costly stones. Wine was served in goblets of gold, each one different from the other, and the royal wine was abundant, in keeping with the king's liberality. Verse 8, by the king's command, each guest was allowed to drink in his own way, for the king instructed all the wine stewards to serve each man what he wished. Wow. So the Lord is like, 6 months. David reigns for 7 years and 6 months. Where is the 6 months? Where is the church for 6 months before the tribulation even begins? Because if you read the book of Revelation in chapter 4, we're called up. You don't see the Antichrist released until chapter 6.
Right.
So where's the church? We're in the kingdom. We're already celebrating. 7 years and 6 months. Okay. Let me try to stick with this. Even in Hebron chapter, Samuel chapter 2, verse 5 and 5, it says, in Hebron he reigned over Judah for 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. So David reigned for 7 years and 6 months in Hebron, then 33 in over all of Israel, which made for the 40 years that he reigned. Okay, now I'm you, do you see this calendar right here? I don't know if you guys have glasses like me, but I'm a, you, if you get, because I know it's small. You see the month there, Adar? Because see, this calendar represents February. This is February. February 13th will be Adar 1, will be the first of Adar, okay? Now, okay, February 1st will be the month of Adar. What month is Adar? It's the 12th month of the year, okay? What's the first month of the Hebrew calendar? Nisan. We can't make it to Nisan, because if we make it to Nisan, we won't be in the 120th year anymore. So whatever's going to happen has to happen in Adar. You understand? But I'm like, Lord, how is Adar important? It's the 12th month. So the Lord says, okay, let's look at this, Pastor Dan, and we'll get back to scripture. Okay. So here we are. This would be September. Okay, this would be September. Okay, remember, the peace agreement begins on Yom Kippur, which is September or Tishri. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, March. See that? But now you got to understand. See how I got them split here? This is February, March. This is March, April. This is April, May, because their months fall in between, like it'll be on the 13th, okay? So now, because March 14th is Nisan 1st, which means that the world is no longer in the 120th year on God's count. It will be the end of 2020 for God, okay? So now, here's Tishri. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where's 6? Adar. Okay, where's Tishri? Ava. Okay, yeah. So in this month, you count back 6 months. Oh, here it is. Okay, Tishri Av. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But remember, they're in the middle. In the middle of Adar will be Nisan. Okay? So 6 months from Yom Kippur, this coming year will be the month of Adar, And Adar 14th or Adar 13th will be the first day, Adar March 14th will be Nisan first, which will be the last day of Adar. So the last day of Adar will be the 13th, okay? But Adar is 6 months away from Yom Kippur, okay? So 7 years and 6 months. So on your paper it says, Tishri 10, September 10th, 2020, Worldwide Peace Agreement. This is what the Lord put in my heart. Tishri 10, September 16th, 2021, there will be a worldwide peace agreement. Okay. Let me look and see what September 16th is. Oh my goodness, it's Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is going to be a worldwide peace agreement? So does that mean the rapture is going to happen in September? No, because David reigned for 7 years and 6 months in Hebron with Caleb, with the Gentiles and with praise. So you got to exit out the 6 months. Then you got to say now 7 months, now 7 years. Okay? Now, did it hit you guys yet?
It's getting there.
Okay. Now, I go to the book of Esther. And then in Esther, we read, it says, for 480 days, he displayed his vast wealth unto the kingdom and his splendor and his glory and his majesty. How many times in the is the month of Adar mentioned in the book of Esther? 8 times. In Esther 3:7, in Esther 3:13, in Esther 8:12, in Esther 9:1, in Esther 9:15, in Esther 9:17, in Esther 9:19, in Esther 9:21. The word Adar is mentioned 8 times. What that mean? New beginning. What does the word Adar mean? Glorious. The word Adar means glorious and is mentioned 8 times. Now, I want us to go to, well, I'm going to read it right here. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27 says, he will confirm a covenant with the many for 1 7. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. So what's the middle of the seven? 1,260 days, 3.5 years or 42 months. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offerings. That means there's a temple standing. And in the middle of the tribulation, he says, no more sacrifices in the temple. And matter of fact, the scripture says he goes into the temple and declares to the Jews that he is God. So it says here, and at the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes his desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. So we're talking about he will confirm a covenant with the many for 7. Not a few Arab nations, the whole world will be under the covenant because he was going forth to conquer. And he's going to come with a covenant for the world. Someone is coming upon the scene to stop war after we leave and bring peace, a false peace, and bring stability so that the people will trust him. It won't be the real Christ, but he's going to fake it. He's going to come like the real Christ. The Lord gave me a dream. This guy comes down out of the sky, and I saw him when he came down, and he came down behind a billboard, and then he stepped out and said, "I'm the Christ." And I went, "No, I just saw him come. He was on a parachute. He came out. I was like, he's not." But I saw the whole thing, but everybody else around me was going, no, he's the Christ. He came out of the sky. It's like he was in a parachute. Jesus wouldn't need a parachute. But I, in my dream, I saw it, but nobody else saw it. So understand what I'm trying to tell you here. Adar means glorious. Esther is the 17th book of the Bible, okay? My problem with the Lord is, how is it now going to be like this? How is it now going to be like the days of Noah? It has to be past the 6,000th year. Lord says you were there. It has to be a 17 involved, because on the 17th it happened. So the 17th book is hidden. It's a Esther. What does Esther mean? Hidden. Esther is hidden. The book of Esther has no mention of God. They didn't even want the book in the Bible. The word hidden, Esther, from Genesis, is hidden. So this whole thing is hidden in the 17th book. So now, do you guys understand what I say when I say the 17th book? Do you realize the Bible has three 17th books? Because the Bible is a structure of 22 books, then another set of 22 books, then another set of 22 books, 66 books in structure. God made it this way. So you got 22. Why? Because you have 22 Hebrew letters. Each book represents a letter. When you get to the 22nd letter, you start over with Aleph again. Make another circle. Then you start over with Aleph again, and you make another circle. So you got 22 books. 22 books, 22 books, 66 books. God designed the Bible that Esther would be the 17th book.
Man. 15 minutes.
And so, I want to mention this. The rapture and rescue in the book of Esther is the 17th book. Judgment on the priesthood of the Jews is the book of Malachi, because their teaching is incorrect and they're causing people to experience death because they're not teaching correctly. Then the third 17th book is 2 Peter, which talks about what? The coming of the Lord. Okay, so let's first go to the book of Malachi. We could read a lot in Esther because she comes in with her, but I want us to read Malachi 2. And in doing this, Deborah in Canada said, the Lord showed me that Pastor Sandy is going to lead us to the rapture. I pray that is absolutely true, because I don't understand why God called me to this. I'm like, this is 2003, Lord, that's 17 years ago. You know, and it's like, it's hard for me to tell people, like, God called me to this. You understand? It's not a matter of, oh, one day I always wanted to be a pastor when I was a kid. No, that's not it. Or, you know, I saw how well the pastors were living and I said, I want to live like that, you know. No, none of that. I didn't want to be a pastor. But when God called me in 2003, I can definitely tell you exactly where I was standing, how high my hands were raised when the Lord was speaking to me to say, prepare my people to leave. Okay? And this is what I want you to preach. 2017, now 2017 is gone. But 2017 was a very important year, and we all know it. It was the 6,000th year. It was declared to the world by Trump that Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. It was a jubilee. So I'm still trying to figure out, what is God doing? It's hidden in the book that is called Hidden. Esther, okay? You in Malachi chapter 2? I'm going to read. I'm going to read verse 6. It says, true instructions was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many from sin. For the lips of the priest ought to preserve knowledge, and from the mouth of men, and from his mouth, men should seek instruction, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty. Now, this is what God is saying to the Levi priesthood, because he's talking about Levi. He said, Levi was my priest. He taught truth. He taught instruction. Okay? He says, from the mouth of the priest should come instruction, and men should go to him for instruction, because when he speaks from the Lord. Okay? And he has to understand he's speaking for the Lord. So this is a job that is only God can give you. Okay? Now, as you're going through Malachi, I don't even want to read it, because he is really mad at the priests. He said, I'm going to smear your face with dung, and because you, what you preach is just causing people to die and to not follow me. And I always, this is one of the first scriptures that was shown to me when I became a Christian. Malachi 2:7 said, from the lips of the priest should come knowledge. First of all, you need to know what you're talking about. Okay? And now you have to preach truth and not be afraid. Okay? Because this is something God gave me to do. So now, as I'm doing it, I have to warn other pastors, because there are a lot of pastors right now that are telling the churches, we're about to enter into the greatest revival since Jesus Christ. And when Trump gets back in office, many people are going to come to the Lord, and churches are going to grow like crazy. This is what many preachers are saying. And the Lord was letting me know they're preaching the opposite of what you're preaching. You're preaching I'm coming, and they're preaching a revival is about to happen. So both of you can't be right.
Right.
So the Lord is like, from the mouth of the priest should come knowledge. You should know what you're talking about, and you have to warn them. You can't tell people, get people's hopes up, ready for something that's not coming. Because the book of Revelation is what's coming, so the church needs to know.
Amen. 10 minutes, Pastor.
Hallelujah. I'm going to read from the third 17th book. What's the third 17th book? 2 Peter is the 17th book. The whole book is based on a Greek word. And what's the Greek word? Parousio, which means what? The coming of the Lord. This is the 17th book. Here it is. Knowing this, that this is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 6. Knowing this, first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? That's parousio. This is the 17. All things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. This they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, that of a world of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and to perdition of ungodly men. That's the 17th book. The other 17th book is Esther, which begins with what? A party lasting what? 6 months. Who reigned for 6 months and 7 years? David. Who did he, why did he have to reign amongst the Gentiles in Hebron? Because the Jews did not want him to be the king. And they still don't want Jesus to be the king. So we're going through this scenario, and the Lord is like, now look at the typology. Why would God place in the Bible that David reigned for 7 years and 6 months? And then start off the 17th book, Esther, by saying the king gave a party for all of his people for 180 days, which is what? 6 months. And then Daniel chapter 9 says what? He will confirm a covenant with the many for 7 years. That means tribulation doesn't start till he confirms the covenant. So this is why the Lord says to me today, September 16th, there will be a worldwide peace agreement. What you're seeing on TV is not true, because they were bragging about Trump's peace agreement with these small little Arab pockets, right? God was like, no, when Antichrist comes, he's making a worldwide peace agreement because he's going to rescue the world from war. That peace agreement is coming September 16th. I said, Lord, I can't say the exact day. See, the date's been set. September 16th of 2021 is a peace agreement. Well, what if it doesn't happen? You won't be there to know whether it happened or not. You okay, Drea? You okay? So, as we look at this 7 years and 6 months, and we know that a peace agreement doesn't even begin till September because Jesus has to return on Yom Kippur. So you can't say, I'm going to return on Yom Kippur 7 years later and begin the tribulation on, you know, a date before Yom Kippur. It's from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur, 7 years to 7 years. So that means if it's going to end in Yom Kippur, it has to begin in Yom Kippur. I looked up September 16, 2021, and it's Tishri 10. It's Yom Kippur. So now I say, okay, so we know that the 7 years, at the end of that 7 years, will be 2027, which is what Psalm says, right? Yep. So that's perfect. But where's the 6 months? And the Lord says, let's go. He says, look. 6 months. Yom Kippur is here. That's when this is when the worldwide peace agreement will happen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. March. So that means March is Adar. In the middle of March is Adar. And Adar is spoken of all through the book of Esther. Everything's happening in the book of Esther is happening in the month of Adar. It is hidden. It has been hidden. God didn't tell me the day of the rapture. I don't know what day in Adar it would happen. But I know that Adar is mentioned 8 times in the book of Esther. And I know that those 8 times, the word Adar means glorious. And then as the Lord was taking me through the study of Esther, he's showing me how Esther came and showed forth the staff, and she came into the door on the third day, and the king received her into the door on the third day. And all of these things that we'll show you tomorrow during the Hebrew class, because they're going to take a little more Hebrew. But I wanted to show you tonight where God has me. The 7 years and 6 months are accounted for in this whole scenario. So if you're getting frustrated over Trump, happy about Trump, just remember God didn't save you to hang out with Trump for the next 7 years. God saved you to get you out of here, to give you a wedding feast and a 6-month tour. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
And so that's what we're excited about. We're excited about the Word of God. We don't get off focus of the Word of God and then start focusing on the world because you don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
You don't know what they're doing. And you and I, you guys know me. I had nothing good to say about Trump except good things. But when you say that we got to get the space program going and we need to order 100 million more vaccines, it's kind of like saying, wait a minute, I expected Trump to say, we don't need vaccines. All we need is this type of medicine, because he was saying it at first.
Yep.
Now, all of a sudden, he says we need vaccines. I'm saying, is this a different Trump?
Something happened.
So I'm saying, don't put any hope in the system. Don't put any hope in this world, because God is in control of everything. Praise God. We're going to study this tomorrow, the 3:17 books, and all three are talking about rapture and rescue, judgment against bad teachers of Israel. So Israel is getting judged. Then the last 17th is talking about parousia, the coming of the Lord at the rescue, just as he did in the days of the flood. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Tomorrow's going to be hot.
Is it?
I mean the word.